general trend across Kansas for both of those illnesses is better than it had been about a month ago. And with that in mind, at 8:27 here on KVUE and KVUE.com, I believe we do have with us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line, Lyon County Health Officer Dr. Lawton Oyonuga.
Dr. Oyonuga, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right. How are you this Monday morning?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Wanted to start off here and really kind of reference the decision that you announced last week. To serve again for Lyon County Health Officer for another year. What played in your decision to stay on board in the health officer role here for Lyon County?
Oh, definitely. It's always better to serve the community of Lyon County. Just to continue to serve the people of Lyon County.
And I think we just lost Dr. O.
That was called a bad connection right there.
Wow.
Yeah, that
that's one of our worst ones, to be flatly honest.
Was severed. Yeah, that was not good from the get-go. So we'll try to get Dr. Oyonuga back on. Yeah, there was. It sounded like there was plenty going on where she was at.
Yes, and we laugh, but Dr. O's is very busy, not only over at the Carrick Building, but also at Newman Regional Health, where she serves as a medical doctor over there too. So her time is pretty stacked, to say the least.
There's no doubt about that. So yeah, bad connection. We'll try to get reconnected here and get the doctor back on.
I think we might have her trying to get back on here.
Well, let's see if. That's a no-go right there.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's... Yep.
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 Crud.
That confirms that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a connection problem with a phone that's not allowing us to get the doctor on. So
okay.
We'll maybe move on here.
Yeah, I'm going to text her right now and see if we can't get her later on in the week, because we've got, as mentioned here, a couple of morning show slots that are still open here to close out the work week. So, and it kind of gives us a reminder here too that if you want one of your events or activities highlighted, or say that you're with local county government or city government matters and you want to talk about some different workings that you may have, give us a call and let us know. We've got time for you at 620-342-1400 or email KVUE@KVUE.com. Tomorrow, and we may well loop back to this here in just a second, and she is calling back here, so we'll see how this goes.
Well, let's see. Doctor, no.
Hold on. Actually, Greg's got her.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're trying to reconnect, and reconnect here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's lit up there.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Well, let's see if this will do it. Doctor,
okay.
Good morning.
Hi, Chuck. How are you?
And we got Ron on, too. Dr.
Hello,
O.
Hello, Ron.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us and trying to reconnect several times here with us today. How are things going in the office? It sounds like you're quite busy.
busy Monday morning.
Well, understood.
Everything's going well, thank you.
Good. You'd mentioned here about trying to serve the community, which is why you decided to sign on for really another year as Lyon County Health Officer. Let me ask you how your experience was and dovetail that into what you saw as far as health concerns and health matters for the last year.
Sorry, could you repeat yourself? I didn't get that.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit about what you saw last year, kind of how your experience was as Lyon County's health officer, and then dovetail into some of the health concerns and health issues that you saw over the last 12 months.
Over the last 12 months, basically our biggest concerns for Lyon County was definitely with COVID. We had the RSV, flu, really high rates towards the end of last week. We also had some other health concerns with the animal control situation. But all in all, it was a great year. We're thankful for another opportunity to serve.
Well, yeah, you stepped in to quite a situation here, Dr. Oyonuga, and things seem to have slowed a little bit, but we still see, let's talk about COVID for just a moment if we can. We're still seeing fairly modest COVID numbers, is that correct?
Yes, we are. Unfortunately, Lyon County is back in the high transmission rate zone per CDC, CDC transmission graph. So we've been having like small pockets of outbreaks all over the county. So yes, that is correct.
Okay. I'm going to guess, and I'm going to ask you kind of the same question that we've asked Jennifer Milburn when she's joined us in her emergency management to really direct her emergency preparedness role, are the numbers that we're seeing here with COVID and really have now for months, are those accurate, or is there more COVID and really even more other respiratory illnesses that are out there than are being recorded and being reported?
That is probably true because we have a lot of home testing being done. A lot of people are using the home test kits, which we like, which we approve of, but we're not those are not being reported to the state. So those numbers we're seeing per CDC are definitely underreported.
Let's talk about flu numbers here, Dr. Oyenege, if we could, for just a moment. Back in December, I know nationwide, they were looking at a lot of flu outbreaks across the country. What have our numbers been like here in Lyon County, flu number-wise?
So, unfortunately, we don't have a global flu tracking system like we have for COVID. So I can't tell you 100% these are the numbers we have for flu versus COVID, but we know that the numbers are still high. We're still having a lot of people testing positive for the flu A, flu B, more of the flu A than the flu B, but definitely trending down from what we saw, the really high numbers we saw in November, December.
Is that similar to what we had for RSV? Because if memory serves me correctly, RSV has had several spikes here since the academic year started in August.
Correct.
Okay. One of the things, you know, we have focused so hard on COVID-19 the last 3 years and to a lesser degree flu, and this particular season to a lesser degree RSV, but what are some of the other illnesses that you have of concern here with the health officer role, and what are some of the things that, are also on your plate here that you're tracking here so far as we get the year started?
So as the year is starting, what we're dealing with a lot is there's been a lot of delay of care because of the pandemic. So a lot of people haven't followed up with their regular chronic health conditions. We're talking about the hypertension, we're talking about diabetes, we're talking about COPD, heart failure. So those have been on the back burner because there's been so much focus on COVID. So there's been a lot of strain on our health resources because of this delay of care. So we just want to repeat to people, please make sure you're going for your annual health checks. If it's annual, biannual health checks, make sure you're following up with your primary care providers for all of this so that we don't experience worsening of these conditions because we're delaying the care you're supposed to have.
That's a good point, and I know that that's something that Newman Regional Health Administrator Bob Wright has brought up on several times the last couple of years is people saying, I'll worry about it later. Clearly not the best approach here when it comes to your health or those around you.
Correct.
Dr. O, what is under your umbrella as the health officer? What are your duties and responsibilities, and who do you have working with you here on county health matters to make sure that we're all protected as best as possible?
So under my umbrella as a health officer, basically it's an appointed position from the Board of Health. So basically I'm in charge of isolation, quarantine, emergency legal measures. If there's a local outbreak for reportable illnesses, basically are the things that are under my purview. So promoting the use of local health unit resources, advocating for public health policy, things like that are the things that are under my purview.
So you've got a lot on your plate that people don't know about.
Possibly.
I wanted to ask you, Dr. O, here, too, what are some of the different, media highlights or community impact highlights that you wanted to bring up here as the year progresses? You mentioned about getting care, but what are some of the other things that you really wanted to highlight here throughout the course of the year for Lyon County residents so that they have things of top-of-mind awareness as the year goes on?
So as the year goes on, every month there's always a different thing that we're highlighting in the CARE Act, basically under CARE Act. So each month there's always a new thing that we're putting out. So just look out on the social media handles, look out on our pages, we'll be putting out information. So apart from flu, we're rolling into the spring season, we're talking about seasonal allergies, we're looking at animal pest control, looking at diabetes awareness, heart failure, heart awareness, things like that. So every month we bring out something new that we like to promote to the community.
Dr. O, anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning? Because that, I think, pretty much wraps up the questions that we may have here for you today.
Okay, then. That will be all on my site. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Have a great week.
You too. Take care.
Bye. Yeah, Dr. Lawton Oyanuga joining us here this morning, Lyon County Public Health Officer, also a physician at Newman Regional Health. A lot, as Chuck mentioned, on Dr. O's plate. That is for sure. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longvine Auto Plaza, driven by longvineauto.com. It is 8:37. Good morning.
In the wake of the release of the video, the beating of Tyree Nichols calls are intensifying.